Welcome to The Rachel Peterson Show, the place where we dissect social media strategies entrepreneurs are using to build their brand, go viral, and make a massive impact. Let's dive on in.
Another episode of The Rachel Peterson Show. Today, you guys, you are in for a real treat as I introduce you to somebody who absolutely blows my mind, and I guarantee you that this interview will blow your mind as well. Be ready because Gallant Dill is in the house. He's a 24-year-old entrepreneur who has built a multi-7-figure empire. And let me tell you, his energy is absolutely infectious. He started from literally the bottom, and now his tagline is, "See you at the top." Let me tell you, this young entrepreneur is so incredibly inspirational. You guys, I can't even do him justice with an intro. So without further ado, let's just jump right on in to Gallant Dill's interview. But you've had a very successful career already.
Yes, definitely. And it's been a roller coaster. You know, it's now it's kind of leveled out to where it's just all success. But for most of my early adult life was just up and down, like a lot of you guys probably are experiencing or experienced with your early adult life. I would do something, it would work, and then I would keep doing it, it fell, and I have to start something new. And it was just like up and down. And then I came to the realization that if I was ever going to be successful, I needed to have multiple things that were winning. I can't just stick to one breadbasket because I would starve. So now I have about, at least 6 going at all times. So I'm always fine. But yeah, it's been nuts. It's been a roller coaster. I wouldn't trade it in for the world because, I've learned so much. I've met so many incredible people and I'm finally where I want to be. And I'm there at such a young age. So it was well worth all the sacrifice and hardships that I went through.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to talk a little bit more about the sacrifices that you've had to go through because one of the things that drew me to you immediately was the fact that you talk about how there is a lot of sacrifice as an entrepreneur. You're not necessarily partying with your friends or spending quite a bit of money. You're focusing on building your business. Where did you kind of come up with that idea that you would have to make the short-term sacrifices for the long-term gain?
Well, I'm about to drop some gold. So anyone listening to this, this is the most valuable information anyone will ever tell you. So I was just looking at everybody. I was looking at everyone I was around and I was like, we're all losers. We're going nowhere. Everything we're doing right now isn't working and we continuously do it on a day-to-day basis. I was trying to grow my first business and my friend called me. He said, Gallant, you're playing PlayStation, all the time. That's not going to get you to the top. He's like, imagine how many hours you play every night, even if it's 1-2 hours, times that by 365, that's over 700 hours. You could have been learning something that could be making you money or putting that back into your business. And then I looked at my day and I was like, oh my God, going out to lunch with a friend, that's an hour. Doing this, is a waste of time. Calling this person's a waste of time. So I really broke down my day and realized how much time us as humans waste doing stuff that's not productive. I said, if I can fill my day out with mainly productive stuff, then I can get ahead of people quite quickly. Because think about it, if you go and watch football every week and this and that, and you sacrifice your weekends to have fun with your friends and whatnot, and you don't for a year, you can get twice as much done in a year of sacrifice as you can on the year you went out. So I was able to level up quickly. I would see if things didn't work so fast and I wouldn't be out on Netflix or out on the weekend or out watching football. I'd be at home testing ideas to see if it works. And within a couple of weeks, if I'm making money, it works. A lot of people are like, oh, you don't make money in businesses for a long time. That's not true. You're just not putting enough effort. And all success truly is a numbers game. And if your numbers at home aren't productive, then you're going to lose this game. And so, I sacrificed my friends. But listen, I didn't sacrifice shit because I'm going to come back rich. I am rich. I'm coming back. Like, I'm not going to be that guy at the club who balls out for the night. I'm going to be the guy at the club who balls out for life. And yes. I wanted to set my future off, not just have a good night on the weekend. I want to be able to know that I could go out every night. And, that's just what I did. And I sacrificed a couple years of partying, drinking and hangovers for millions of dollars in the bank and, seeing my name everywhere and seeing all my products on the shelf worldwide.
That's unreal. And I feel like that is such a valuable lesson for anyone who's listening to this. It's amazing to me that you kind of keyed in on that valuable lesson so early on. So I actually kind of want to back things up a little bit. I noticed that I was reading quite a bit about you, and you actually were a high school dropout. Am I correct in that?
Yes, I dropped out 3 separate times. I went to 6 different high schools. I spent the majority of my teenage years in and out of jail and lockdown facilities and on the street.
Oh my gosh. So obviously something changed at some point and you realized that that wasn't the life that you wanted. Tell me a little bit about what that change looked like for you.
Honestly, you know, I don't really go into too much detail about this and, you know, this could come back to haunt me. But, you know, before I got my shit together, I was doing a lot of things I shouldn't have been doing, making money the wrong way. And, you know, I got a bad business deal went down and, you know, I almost got shot and I realized everything I had been doing up to that point was just not working. And I was risking my life for nothing. And you know, everything, it was just a waste of time. And I realized my life brought so much more value than little money, quick money, illegal money, wasting time. And so I just decided I'm going to just buckle down and learn everything I need to do. So I started emulating success. I looked up to guys like Mark Cuban and I looked and broke down what he did to sacrifice to get where he's at. Because if all success is, guys, is a staircase. If you break down someone you look up to, step by step or each stair that he took and you follow that path, you'll be where he's at. And people think of it, oh, he's just lucky. There's no such thing as luck. It's consistency and getting up when you fall. And a lot of people just quit when they fall a couple times.
Absolutely. I love that you compare it to a staircase because that's so true. It's not just this smooth sailing ascent to success. Sometimes there are plateaus, there are setbacks.
And over time is the answer to everything. And every time I failed, I never failed. I realized I learned. When you learn, you don't fail. And you only fail if you don't learn. And everything that's ever happened to me that was terrible made me appreciate things more. Like every time a deal went bad and sometimes I'm like, why the hell did that happen? Years later, I realized that or that process gets brought up in something new so I don't make the same mistake twice. So all the hardship I've ever been through has made me this business badass because I already know what time it is before I go into this meeting with people. I already know where people are headed before I waste my time. If this deal's going south or they're going to waste my time, I can foresee that from a mile away and I just back out.
Wow.
And it saves me time and I just know how to read people and, you know, have a lot of street smarts. I was interviewed with Grant Cardone the other day. They asked me if IQ is more important than hustle. I said, no. I said, you know, hustle is the most important thing. You're without the hustle and the drive, it doesn't matter how smart you are. So I have all the drive. And since I have the street smarts, not necessarily I can't do algebra 1 or 2, but I know if someone's about to make a bad deal or someone who's about to take advantage of me, if I can foresee that from a mile away, I'll always remain on top.
Wow. And so a lot of these skills came to you through the hardships, through the different things that you learned, whether it was in your past life or in this new venture as an entrepreneur. But was there, I guess, growing up, were you an entrepreneur at heart or was that something that was learned over time?
To be honest with you, so the thing is this. I looked at everybody I was going to school with. I looked at my parents. I grew up in a poor neighborhood. I looked at everyone. I said, everyone around me, including my parents, aren't doing what they need to do. Like, this isn't the life I want. You have one shot at life. You're all driving these busted cars, living in these small houses, mm-hmm. waking up early to go into a job you hate. That does not seem like the life that I want to live. And I saw that when I was in high school. And when I was 15 years old, I dropped out and said, I'm going to start working and learning how to build businesses. And everyone thought I was crazy. I was made fun of. They said I was stupid. But, you know, by age 18, I had 3 lake houses and a couple Mercedes. So, you know, I was the last person to laugh. But, you know, I just – the thing is this. We're all brainwashed and we're all doing the same shit. You're all going to get the same results. So do something different. I would rather fail and have a different life than do what everyone else is doing. I don't want to be average. The neighborhood I live in is in a gated community down the street from the high school I went to. This is the nicest part of my city. There's not a single person under the age of 25 living in this neighborhood with his own house. So whenever someone says, you know, don't you feel like you should have went back to school or something? I'm like, listen, you know, no one on my street's 25. They got these nice houses. It took them 40 years to get. It took me 4. And so I feel like this is the right path. And I don't want to be old and rich and successful. Like you go to these jobs, you go to college, you spend all this money, you go in debt for this 20-year career that you hate and you're miserable. When you finally have money to enjoy it, you're old or your health isn't good. Hell no. I want to enjoy it in my prime. And your prime is your 20s. Your prime is your 30s. So all these people that are just throwing away partying, saying when I'm 40, I'll get there. Dude, you won't have the energy to enjoy it. You'll be that tool in the Ferrari who's 53 with that 18-year-old that everyone thinks is a douche. You know, I want to be the guy who's 25 when I pull up. They're like, that's his rich parents. I want them to think that because that's the image I want people to think of me because of young success. And I'm like living proof that if I can be successful, then anyone can. I'm a high school dropout covered in tattoos, guys. I didn't have a driver's license. To this day, I still haven't even went and gotten a valid ID because I'm too busy and I have a driver. So it doesn't really matter. The only thing that's stopping you from anything you've ever wanted truly is yourself. And the day I realized that, I went from selling drugs and sleeping on a mattress pad to living in a penthouse. Real talk.
That's absolutely mind-blowing. And if anyone is listening to this and you are already past, you know, your 20s and 30s or the prime, do you have any advice for them? It's never too late to start. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It's never too late to start. I tell my dad that every day. I tell him, I'm like, Dad, I want to see you win. Do as I tell you. I promise it'll work. And he's like, I don't have the hustle. I don't have the drive. That's bullshit. You know, you can be anyone you want. Gallant Dill didn't exist. I was the young punk, long hair, tattoos, talk like a thug, look like a thug. And then one day I said, this is getting me nowhere. I'm going to become the person I want to be. And like Tony Robbins said, he's like, Tony Robbins didn't exist. I created Tony Robbins. So it doesn't matter how old you are, where you're from, what color, how you talk, or where part of town you live in. If yes. You want it, go and get it. And nothing is in your way. Nothing.
I could not agree with that more. One thing that I really like as well about everything that you do, there's definitely a theme of wanting to help others and to empower others to build their own empires. I think so often we see entrepreneurs who are just focused on what they're doing and what their results are. But I've noticed that in every single avenue of your business, you are wanting to help others. Where does that drive come from to focus on others? Well,
everything also is a business move. So, you know, I'm not going to even dish it and be like the philanthropist, you know, charity guy. Building my network makes me more money. By me helping others and others believing in me, more people reach out to do business with me. It's kind of selfish, but at the same time, if you think of every successful person like Steve Jobs, his selfish success actually benefited everyone else. We wouldn't have Apple products. So when people are like, he's selfish, if it's selfish for him, then he's not a true leader. But if it's selfish and it's benefiting everyone else, you know, that's a real leader. Think about that long and hard tonight. Think about the selfish moves you make. Are they only benefiting you or are they going to benefit everyone? And it's crazy to think about. Like one of my friends told me, he's like, Gallant, you're a selfish leader. And I like that because my selfish moves help others. Whenever the more exposure I get, the more topics I can, you know, bring up and help people achieve, and the more the avenues or the more people can find me, and the information I'm putting out is keys and ropes and tools to get to the top. So the more I do for my brand, the more it helps others, because it's not a selfish brand. I'm not here trying to sell books and courses and say I'm the best sales guy. I'm just here to tell you that everything is possible. And the more success I have, the more inspiration you get, the more gas you get to put in your car to the success to the top of the mountain. And I'm bringing that to people because they're seeing it every day. So that's what's cool about me. When I win, we all win.
Absolutely. And you have a really strong following on social media. I want to dive into that real fast because you have an opportunity with what you've built to lead so many people into success if they're willing to follow and do what it takes. Obviously, it's not an easy journey. Now, you have a Facebook group, Entrepreneur Lifestyle Group, correct?
Yes, I do. And it has like, you know, 63,000 members right now. I haven't really been focused on growing that number. I've been focused on changing lives. You know, a lot of people want as many people following. But, you know, I blew that group in 6 months, the group in 6 months to like 50, 60,000 followers. I stopped and said, you know, it's time to really change lives. It's time to make an impact. And, you know, I posted the other day on Facebook on my personal wall and I got over 25,000 comments on one Facebook post. And, you know, I was like, wow, like this really is working. This positive movement people are riding with. And people ask me, Gallant, how did you rise to the top so quickly? It's because I'm the truth. The truth will sell on. The fake it levels out. You know, people can only care so much about this person in this fake story. But when they see a 24-year-old kid in magazines at the top, someone who's not a rapper, not a ball player, the average Joe who made something work, that inspires everyone because I don't have the college degree. I don't have the rich parents. I don't have the handouts. I'm you. I'm them. I'm everyone. And if I can do it, they can too. And that's why people are pushing me, is because I'm the underdog. I'm Rocky Balboa trying to take this to the top and make us all champions.
I absolutely love that. One thing that you hit on, so social media is obviously something I'm very passionate about, and a lot of my listeners are really excited about social media. But the biggest thing that I like to impart is that social media is just a driver of a message. And you've used social media in a very powerful way. What have been your favorite platforms, and how have you used them to transform lives and bring that truth?
Well, let's start from the beginning. When I was broke and I had no money, I couldn't advertise. I had to learn social media. So only way I could get out my energy pill, the one I created and built to 1 million followers and got in stores nationwide from my garage. And so I had to learn and understand, you know, what people want to see. And I learned right away, people follow the follow. People follow trends, jump on these trains and get these followers in. So I had to understand what social media is. And then I realized social media is real life to the youth these days. People live through their phones. So, and this all goes back to my MySpace. So, you know, I wanted to be the coolest guy in high school whenever I did go. And I realized that the more people commenting on my wall, the more people thought I was cool and active. So what I did was I added every hot girl from here to Alaska and I'd comment. Before I went to school, I'd comment to 50 girls every morning, hey, what's up? And they'd respond back on my wall. So every time someone went to my wall, they'd see 50 beautiful women commenting on my wall every single day. So all the guys were like, dude, Gallant knows it all. Gallant has it going on. And I learned how to market myself back then. And I applied that to today. People follow success. People follow who they want to be. You know, if you're just yourself and you're boring, you know, I'm not saying everyone's boring. I'm not saying I was boring, but if you're just average Joe, you're not going to stand out. You got to try and adapt. When I first started posting positivity, I was scared because no one else was doing it. Now I see quotes everywhere, but a year and a half ago, 2 years ago on social media, I was posting hope. And I started getting a lot of traction. And then I was in another group. I'm not going to name the owner of the group. And I was posting in the group and I was getting all the love. Everyone was like, and I wasn't marketing myself. I was just saying inspiring stuff. And then the group kicked me out. And I was thinking, I was like, man, this industry is just a bunch of freaking frauds trying to sell courses and coaching when they don't have any real success. I said, watch this. I'm going to use that anger pinned up towards the guy who kicked me out of the group to create my own. And within a month, I was already twice the size of his group. And now, you know, I have the biggest entrepreneur group on Facebook and I'm being featured in, you know, Forbes this next week. And things are crazy. But, you know, you just use all that frustration and energy that you have towards others or any sort of hate or any, use it as motivation. Stop thinking negative. Say, you know what, at the end of the day, they're going to come back one day and ask me for a job. Like I remember seeing my guidance counselor at a red light, the one who said I was a loser for dropping out, all this. And I was in my SL 500 Mercedes convertible while he was in his old Kia. And he looked over and I swear I'd never seen someone's jaw drop so far. So don't listen to anyone. Yes. Social media is your ticket out. And you know, anyone can be anything you want. It just starts with you.
I absolutely love that. And the most powerful part about social media is it's free to join.
Exactly. And build. And I use them all. I like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Right now I feel like I'm a guru at Facebook. So Facebook's my number one. And then Twitter and not Twitter, Instagram. Twitter's honestly fallen off. I do not get any love on Twitter. It's embarrassing.
I feel like a lot of people have been saying that about Twitter. It's definitely changing quite a bit. But Facebook is very powerful. You said you got 25,000 comments on a truth bomb that you put on your personal profile, right?
Yeah. I'd never seen anything like that. That's, you know, in like a day, I had 500 more Facebook followers. It was crazy.
That's absolutely unreal. And would you say it was the social media work that you were doing that attracted the attention? I know that your Facebook group attracted the attention of like Grant Cardone and Gary Vaynerchuk, as well as many other influencers. But how have you really attracted the attention of these influencers who say, yeah, this guy's great. He's legit. He's somebody to follow.
Because they don't have an option. The thing is, you know, I'm the youngest guy in the game with real success, real tangible stories that people can run with. And it's one of those things you can either get with me or just get down because I'm just going to keep going. And that's just how it's been my whole life. And so I'm not saying I'm better or anything, but, you know, I'm going to be on the top. And so you can either, you know, join me or just, you know, be against it. So a lot of the influencers are like, you know, it might as well reach out to Gallant. But, you know, a lot of the time, no one ever showed me love. You know, I always had to pay my way to get to the top. Even whenever I owned my energy pill company to get around Fetty Wap, Soulja Boy, and some of these bigger names that are my friends now, I still had to pay my way. So now that I'm making an impact, you know, it's like we can do it together, you know, so you might as well reach out and accept that, you know, a lot of the influencers in the game are very arrogant and they like their own thing and, you know, they're much older men. So I feel like, you know, you know, I do get a little bit of respect from these guys, but at the same time, you know, I'm the next one up. You know, I'm the LeBron James, they're the Michael Jordan, and I'm coming up around the corner on them. And so it's just like Conor McGregor says, man, there's just that gorilla. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. But the thing is, they just see me making moves. They see me making an impact. They see the real change. They see the inspiration. They see people's lives getting better, and it's blocking some of their shine. So they're, you know what? They're like, Gallant, just join us on the shine. We're going to do this together. And that's just how it has to be, because, you know, I'm not stopping. I'm 24. My competitors have been doing this stuff for many years. I've been doing this for one, and I'm on the same level, getting the same features as them. So give me 5 years and see where I'm going to be at. See how many lives I change. See how many people I make millionaires, because that's what I do. I have real success systems that I've really done for myself with no money, nothing, and I built it from zero. And I show people from all over the world how to duplicate these systems, and I've created multiple millionaires already. I have the number one selling energy shot from a company I helped create 18 months ago. We did over 5 million in sales. You know, it was an idea. Now it's making millions of dollars. And that's why they have to shake the hand and say, you know what, he's the next one up, and I want to be with him or without him. And that's just how it's, you know, going to be. And I'm not saying that to challenge anyone, but I'm saying that if you're smart, you make moves with your competition. You don't go against them. Keep your enemies close, you know, and that's just how it is. You just want to team up with everyone in your industry. And I say this in my course for business. There's no reason to have competitors. Team up with them. See how you can make business opportunities with them. And that's how I look at it. I look at everyone and all the influencers, opportunities to make and change lives. But a lot of them I just don't really like because of the bad information they're selling and what their real reasons behind everything are. And you don't look for what they say. A lot of people look at people for face value. Look at the stuff they tell you to do, and if it works for you, that's the truth. Because everyone talks about being a millionaire. Ask them how they got a millionaire. Have them break down the actual process. If they really are a self-made millionaire, if they can't answer how they're a millionaire in 30 seconds, they're not a millionaire, and they're not there to care. They're there to get your check and to sell you that hope. I'm not here to sell you hope. I had $1 million before I ever hopped on a podcast. I'm here to show you how to get it just like me so we can win together.
That's absolutely incredible. What are you most excited about then as the Gallant Dill brand changes and grows? It sounds like you have a ton of things coming up in 2017 already.
Honestly, like, I'm not going to even sit here and lie. Like, I'm looking at some new foreign car options, but I'm not here to be that guy, guys. I'm not a fake kid. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm going to change a million lives, do this. Obviously, that's the goal, but, you know, it's just that's overplayed. You know, honestly, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I want my family to be set. I want to keep growing my empire. I want to keep conducting business on high levels. You know, I want to shoot to the top. Like, I want that yacht. I want those dreams. I want what everyone else wants. And I'm not going to sit around and pretend to be something or not. But at the same time, I'm going to be dropping every nugget that I know to build you out the empire you need as well. So if you want to follow someone who's going to give you the truth and not here to just make shit up that sounds good so you can follow me, I'll actually give you the tips and tricks to be successful. I'm going to show you the steps that I took to get to the top. No BS, not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you exactly how it is, but I'm excited for everything. You know, everything in my life is amazing right now. And, you know, I've never been so close to my family. I've never had so many opportunities pouring in. But you know, if someone says, oh yeah, this is what I expected. When you work hard and you make sacrifices, this is what you deserve. So when someone's like, you feel blessed or lucky, not really. I worked my ass off. I did it for what I'm at now. Like, it's like if you ride a bike every single day, eventually you're gonna learn how to ride it in the beginning. So don't feel like, oh, I'm lucky I learned. No, you earned it. You expected. The reason you hopped on the bike in the first place is so you could ride it. The reason I hopped on the business is so I can be successful in a multi-millionaire. I didn't do it for anything less. So I did it because I expected this, and I went and I keep working for even better results.
Absolutely. Now, in those early days of becoming an entrepreneur, there was obviously something that was driving you. And was a part of that the fear of ending up like everyone else that you saw in your...
Being average, man. Letting everybody be right. Saying, like, when I dropped out, letting people be like, yeah, I told you Gallant was a loser. The fear of being average. The fear of being 30 years old, going into a place I hated. The fear of not having money. The fear of living in a small... Like, just being poor sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry. And anyone who wants, oh, he's materialistic. Quit lying to yourself. Being poor is selfish. You're kids, your generations under your kids are counting on you to be a role model, a leader. Leave something for your family. Like my grandparents the other day, they needed money for a new fridge and they don't have a lot. But guess who worked his ass off to be in a position to help his grandparents? Me. Stop making excuses. I told my dad had a business when I was 2 years old and he gave it up and took a job so he could raise my brother and I, because my mom wasn't in shape to raise my brother and I. So he gave up everything and went back to being poor so he could raise his boys. I told my father, I said, Dad, you didn't bust your ass for me to be broke. You didn't bust your ass for me to be an average 24-year-old that's getting high and partying. You did all that so I could have the opportunity, and I'm not going to throw that opportunity that you gave me away. I'm going to be great. I'm going to leave the Dill name behind as a legend because of the opportunities you sacrificed before me. I'm going to do it for my son who's 6 years old. I want to leave legacies for him and his family. I'm not here to be average. I'm not here to be basic. I'm here to change the world, and I'm not going to live if I'm going to do anything less.
I absolutely love that. And I can only imagine that your family is incredibly proud of how you've taken those opportunities and turned them into something real. What has been your proudest moment along this journey?
Honestly, you know, this year I was Life Coach of the Year here in Austin, 2016, seeing myself in the magazine from 4 years ago, seeing myself on a mugshot. I just honestly, like, the proudest moment is just like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, I remember walking into my high rise downtown, and just, you know, that was my home. Like, I remember a few short years ago back saying, who can afford to live in one of those? How? And, you know, and then seeing myself there at the top was just like unreal. Like standing at the penthouse ledge, looking over the entire city, the one that I was at the bottom from when my mom was 18 years old, we were on food stamps living in public housing down the street when she was in college. You know, and just the fact that I've risen from the food stamps and public housing to the penthouse, it's the proudest moment, you know, just, and, you know, being able to say, you know, I've made it, I have everything I want, I'm living my dreams. It's just unreal. It's the best feeling ever. Like, you don't need drugs or alcohol. You don't need anything when you're living your dreams. You wake up on cloud nine. Success is my cloud nine, and I'm addicted.
I absolutely love that. By the way, have you read the book Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone?
Honestly, I have not. The reason why I don't tend to read that much, honestly, is because I like to keep all my material organic. And so when I start reading a bunch of people, I start sounding like everyone else. And I like to really stand out. I didn't get here from reading books. I got here from trying and learning. And I'm going to keep it 1,000 with all the listeners. Just because a book from someone you trust sounds good or looks good doesn't mean that information is going to work for you. Mm. Find what works for you. Look at what you're good at doing. Offer that to people, maybe with some of the methods you've read in books. But most of my success is just from trial and error. There is not, you know, and let's keep it real. If you're really making hundreds of millions of dollars, you don't have time to write a book. I paid two authors to help me write my book this year, and I still haven't put anything out because I don't have time. I'm making real money, and, you know, writing a book isn't really on the list of, you know, things I want to do. But so be careful what you put into your brain. It's a sponge, and, you know, offering the wrong methods or following the wrong niches or paths can really hurt you. And the thing is this, and this is the last thing, all you guys are probably like, this guy's crazy. He says the opposite of everything. The reason I'm successful is because I went down the opposite path. But I'm going to tell you something right now. With the way technology is going, that book is out of date within 2 years. You go read a book on Facebook from 2013, it doesn't apply to today. So when you're reading business books, oh, think rich and this, dude, it's 2016, everything has changed. The perspectives were written for that generation, that decade. Like, people are following these old methods of success, and that's why they're broke. I've created new methods that work for today's time that make me $150,000 a month. And it's not from a book. It's because I'm building new things. I'm not going off recycled bullshit. I'm creating my own lanes to make more and more money. So do not try to follow old methods. You know, if you look at a successful person, like I was saying earlier, like Mark Cuban, follow his footsteps. Don't read his book. That's cool. He's telling, they're not going to tell you the hardships. They're talking about what sells. They're not going to tell you about the nights the whole time and how they failed throughout the deals or how these deals went 360 or someone tried to sue them in between. They're not going to tell you. They're just going to tell you the easy path for you to understand in that book. But it gets people confused on success all of the time. They don't tell you about the hardships, the thieves, all the bad business deals. They tell you about a couple and then you're like, oh, that doesn't sound so bad. If you really want to be successful, you need to understand what you're truly getting into, and you can't expect anything less or anything more. You have to understand what you're about to do. It's not impossible. It's only as hard as you make it, but I do not read off a lot. And people are like, that's stupid. That's the dumbest thing ever. But, you know, obviously if I'm stupid, stupid's doing something right.
I love that quote. If I'm stupid, stupid is doing something something right. I think that my followers are going to find so many amazing nuggets of knowledge in this episode. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And where can people find more information about you, Gallant?
GallantDillMentoring.com, InStoreConnection.com, but GallantDill.com. You can just go to GallantDill, GallantDill.com. And, you know, you can get a hold of me. I do one-on-one coaching and business mentoring consulting. You know, I'm a products expert. I've gotten over 30 products in stores nationwide. I work directly with people like Mark Cuban. So, you know, there's just, I can pretty much help you build anything you want to build.
That's absolutely incredible. And as always, I will link to that in the show notes. Gallant, thank you so, so much for giving your energy and information and your incredible inspiration.
And thank you for having me. And like I tell everyone, I'll see everyone at the top.
Holy moly. Can you guys believe what information Gallant shared with us today? Honestly, I'm so inspired. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to sleep again. This has been another amazing episode. And if you learned something this episode, please do me a favor and head on over to iTunes, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review so I know exactly what you learned in this episode. So until next week, be social, take action, and be prepared to make a really big impact. Let's do this.